We continue with our post-game interviews, courtesy of Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved here with head coach Shante Leggins. And first of all, just congratulations. It's good to see smiles on everybody's faces just to get the win. But you had to dig deep and grind one out tonight. Great to see some players step up that we haven't seen take major roles, like Bull, like Micah, to help support Max and Ozzie tonight.
No, I mean, it was huge. You know, I mean, you got Chris goes 4 or 6. You know, he was playing well too. You know, but those guys, you know, he had Kelson playing well. You know, Kelson could have definitely finished up the game, but I thought Micah had it really going from the perimeter and doing some things offensively. And he was good defensively tonight. So when you get Ozzie, you know, he didn't have a great game with, you know, handling the ball with his 5 turnovers, but he also had 5 blocks, and he did a lot of different things in that sense. And then Bull, you know, might have had his best game as a pilot. You know, yeah. He goes 21-13 and makes some big plays. But, you know, what goes unnoticed, he had 6 offensive rebounds, but there are so many plays where he's at the rim really, you know, making guys take tough shots. And that was a tough game for us, you know. I don't know what it is when it comes to this 3-point shooting. I'm looking at it, it's 14-29. I mean, I have no clue, guys. I'm telling
Charles
you.
Charles effect, I heard.
We worked on it. We work on it. We work on it. And they just come in. I mean, they're hitting NBA threes with contested shots. It's sometimes it's just mind-blowing. I don't know what it is. But, you know, our guys played good and guys did step up tonight. And, again, I tell the guys so many times it's really hard to get wins in Division I basketball. You know, you get it rolling, obviously you win a bunch of games, but it's really hard to win. So every game I want them to make sure they're cherishing it and very excited about it.
Coach, I want to take a little bit of a small assist. With 12 minutes to go in the second half, I circled that they had 15 points off turnovers.
Oh, God.
Okay. They finished. You had 12 turnovers. You finished with 14 turnovers, and they didn't score another point off a turnover second half and OT. So to your point about the three-point shooting, I thought they got some of their really good looks off turnovers and in transition. And I think it's really hard. It's a great time to shoot threes, and it's really hard to get matched. And they have several guys that can knock them down. So how important was it to just start taking care of the ball better?
I mean, you got to think, they weren't really pressuring us, and the turnovers were trying to get to the basket and make crazy plays, and we're throwing a lot of one-handed passes, stuff that we don't work on. And so, again, it's what we got to get back to is the fundamentals, you know, and we're driving to the basket, losing the ball, we're driving to the basket when multiple people are on us and we don't make the easy swing. So we got to make the game easier. The guys should be doing that, you know, constantly, but, you know, they're learning. They all can make plays. And they all know that they can make a play, so they're trying to make that play instead of making the simple one for their teammate. But they're learning; they're getting better and better, and so it's really fun to see.
I thought Vince Delano in the second half just harassing Lamar Washington the entire, like, anytime he had the ball, 94 feet, eventually started to make him take his legs out a little bit and just grinded him down, and then Vince only 1 turnover himself.
Yeah, and he made a big play at the end. I mean, he drives left and then finishes that reverse layup, you know. Lamar Washington's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, right over from Jefferson, he's pretty dang good. And I know he liked playing in front of his family and friends tonight, so that had to be really fun for him.
Yep.
And I don't think he gets to do that again. They don't come back this year, so he won't get to play in front of his family and friends again. But he had a good time doing that tonight, and it was a lot of fun for him. I know I talked to him. We recruited him pretty tough, and I recruited him out of high school. I recruited him in the transfer portal. And so it was good to see him and his family. I know their family well. And so it was good to watch him be able to play in front of his family and friends.
How much do you think this game like this, when you get a win, and it's tough sometimes when you lose, but to learn from winning, but how important is it for guys like Kelson and Vince and Micah to be in this type of situation? I thought defensively you guys showed some grit when they were just running the triple ball screen and trying to get switches. Vince fronting, Micah fronting, Kelson battling guys like Ralph inside and just fighting, and then to come out with some positiveness with a win. How important is that?
I mean, it took them out of their offense, right? And so, like, once they – and then they picked it up. I mean, we made some adjustments at halftime, which I thought bothered them a little bit with Vince and picking up the ball and doing different things offensively. But what really bothered them was, you know, I thought we did a really good job, and the guys picked it up on the fly, which, you know, it's been something of – you know, a challenge at times to try to, you know, change things on the fly. But they were really good. They started pressuring that ball up top. They couldn't throw the easy pass in. I thought we got a couple fight. We got a big offensive foul. We got a hook foul. So our guys were competing, and that's what you want. You want them to compete until that whistle blows, until the end of it. So that was what you're really excited about.
Now, quick turnaround going back. We start seeing teams for the second time. Washington State you know, they came in here to start the conference and
lit us up. You can say it. Don't be nice. They kicked you. But yeah, there you go.
So, but now they have even more travel. They were had a dogfight in San Diego. They only beat the Toreros by 4 on the road. They got to travel all the way back from San Diego. How do you take advantage and parlay this victory here tonight into some success in Pullman?
You just got to go compete. You know, you got to go compete. You got to go fight. League play's crazy. You know, you see a lot of different things, and you got, you know, you just got to go compete. You know, and being able to, you know, be 0-5 going into this game and getting it close and being down for a little bit and then taking the lead, that shows a lot of character of this team. And again, I'm really excited about that. So being able to get to their spot before them, you know, it's always an advantage for some of these teams where they get to charter and do different things. Washington State's not one of those teams. And so they're going to go to the airport, sit in the airport, wait for their flight. We're going to go to our airport, travel an hour, get off the plane, and we're going to bus just like they're going to bus. And so, the travel's going to be, you know, kind of better for us. But at the same time, they're going to play at home. They'll be ready to go. I'm pretty sure Dave will have them hyped up for us like he did before. But we got to go out and compete for 40 minutes. And I think, you know, we're going to play a good game. You know, they don't pressure. They don't do a lot of different things. But if we can go out there and compete, I think we'll be fine.
Well, you should enjoy this one too, yeah. Coach. This was a lot of things to that started to show some of the stuff we've seen in practice. The competition level, you guys have elevated that with the players. They've got that edge that we saw earlier in the season. So congratulations to you. We'll let you get a meal and get some sleep, and we'll see you here bright and early tomorrow.
That's nice that you get some sleep.
I will.
Hey, guys, thanks for the support. The place was rocking. Childs was fun tonight. You know, we want to get that going. Our women's team will be back here on Saturday, so let's get them going. You know, they're doing really well. They're a tournament team. I'm pretty sure they'll get to see that team again in the tournament. So I think that's worked out well for us, too. So go Pilots.